Hello and welcome back to another podcast. My name is Sia, also known as Mama Solaris, and I am an intuitive energy reader and spiritual coach. I help people take power over their energy and transform their lives. And if transformation is something that you are seeking, especially as we move into this next decade, it is a very powerful time to go ahead and enroll in my 7-week chakra course that is starting January 11th. If you enroll now, you can get early bird pricing. And with this course, you are going to learn everything that I know, being an intuitive energy reader, about chakra healing. You are going to have all of the tools that you need to heal every single one of your chakras from the ground up, and therefore make profound shifts in your life materially and within relationships, within your life, within your career, within every aspect of your life that you are seeking to work on. It is going to be highly transformative, and it's going to be very tangible transformation. So if that's something that you are interested in, you can enroll in my 7-week course by just visiting my website, mamasolaris.com, click online courses, and you will be able to read all of the details about all of the benefits that you will get by enrolling in this course. And if you have any questions from that point forward, then you can email me, which you can find my email on my website as well. And if you need a payment plan, you can also email me, and I am happy to accommodate to make sure that this course is accessible to you. And so without further ado, today we are going to be talking about intuition, how to build trust in your intuition, how to develop your intuitive gifts and your intuitive powers, and to tap into your own intuitive power. Now, I want to start this podcast off by saying that I have worked with a lot of people one-on-one, especially empaths and people with significant intuitive gifts, and I have taught a lot of them how to harness their own gifts. Because the thing is, we all have intuitive gifts and intuitive power. You do not have to be an energy reader or a spiritual coach or anything of that nature, a psychic, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be any of those things to have intuitive gifts. We are all born with them. We all have them. And the key to becoming more intuitive is to simply learn how your intuitive gifts manifest in your own life and how to begin to trust them. Because ultimately, that is what intuitive power is about. It is about learning how to trust your own gifts, because they are active, they are working, they are constantly trying to send you messages, and whether or not you listen to them or trust them is up to you. And so what I have found is that the clients that I have worked with, they believe initially at the start of our appointment or the start of our session that they don't have intuitive gifts. And then when I try to explain to them that they do, then they start to remember all of the times in which their intuitive gifts tried to send them a message and they simply didn't listen. So that is the key, is learning to listen to yourself and to trust yourself as well. And so today I'm going to give you a few different practices and things that you can use to learn how to begin trusting your intuition. Now, so we're going to start by talking about masculine and feminine energy. Now, it doesn't matter what gender you identify with, you have masculine and feminine energy within you. And the key to harnessing your masculine and feminine energy is balancing the two. So we live in a world that is masculine focused, and masculinity is all about logic and structure and action and stability. That is the energy of the masculine, whereas the feminine is fluid and nurturing and intuitive, right? So the reason why the feminine leans more towards the fluid and intuitive side is because feminine energy has been what has fueled the mother for thousands of years. The mother is who is protecting and taking care of the family, and so her intuitive impulses have been what have kept us alive for as long as we have lived. So our intuitive powers, although you may believe they are not a means of survival, in fact, they actually are. Because while the masculine is very important in the fact that it does take action and stability and focus to be able to make things happen, it also takes being able to trust in your intuition. They both play a part in our survival. Now, the thing is, because we live in such a masculine-based world right now, it is so common for most of us to lean more towards the logical way of thinking. And you do find that men do lean more towards that side, especially because they are taught that their feminine energy has no value or place in their life. But this does apply to people of all genders, because even most women lean more towards the masculine side of things, because we have been taught that it is only through action and logical thinking that we are able to make things happen. But what I have learned through my own transformation journey is that, in fact, the masculine and the feminine both play a very big part in who we are and how we create in our lives. And that the key to manifesting and the key to learning to trust yourself and to step into your power is by finding balance between that structure and fluidity, that masculine and feminine, that logic and intuition. And so today we're going to talk about how you can fully integrate that feminine energy back into your being and use it to take more power over your experience. I want you to start by thinking of a time when you had a bad feeling about something that was later proven to be right. So I'm going to give you an example of what this might look like. And this is something that's very common. It may or may not apply to your life, but either way, the principle is something that I know you have experienced before. So let's say you're dating someone, right? And this person seems, to your logical mind, to your masculine side, like they would be perfect for you. Let's say they have the job that you've always wanted. Let's say they have money, they're funny, they're nice to you, they are all the things that you have ever asked for in a partner. And so to your logical mind, you're very excited about it, but something in you knows that something is not right about them. You have a bad feeling about them, but your logical mind continues on with the relationship because it thinks that this person is right for you. So you continue on with the relationship, still fully believing that this person is your perfect person, only to find that later on this person presents red flag after red flag after red flag, which you continue to defend using your logical mind, knowing intuitively that this person is not right for you at this point. However, you continue going forth because you still think that this person is right for you until finally you find yourself heartbroken or hurt or betrayed by this person, and you realize that had you listened to your intuitive impulse initially, then you would have saved yourself a lot of time and pain. Now, this is something that happens so commonly. Something that is also very common is, let's say you want to go out and your friends want you to go out and they invite you out and you're excited about it and you feel like it's going to be a lot of fun and, you know, you have the money, you have the time, you have, you know, the friends to hang out with, and so it seems like it's probably the right decision. However, you have a bad feeling about it and you continue on going with it anyways because your bad feeling has no logical reasoning whatsoever. And so because your logical mind leads you so heavily, you believe, I have no reason not to go out, so I might as well go out. However, your intuition is trying to tell you not to. And then you go out and you find that something bad happens, something goes wrong, you run into somebody that you didn't want to see, etc., etc. It could be anything, right? And so that is the kind of stuff that happens to us because our intuition is trying to tell us what is right and where you should be going. However, we have been so fully trained to listen to our logical mind that most of the time we simply ignore it. And I know that you have had situations like this. And so if you can relate to this, if you can think of a situation where you had a bad feeling and then you later found that that feeling was right, then that is telling you that you do have intuitive gifts that are simply untapped and not trusted by you. But here's the biggest difference between logic and intuition, and the reason why they are both necessary in our lives. The logical mind is based on past experiences. It uses your past lessons to register different things and give you a basis for making decisions. So it is based on linear thinking, whereas the intuition is based on many, many, many different timelines. It is completely timeless and limitless in the way that it can guide you. So your intuition can see into the future, and it can also see into the possible timelines that you have to activate, whereas your logical mind is always going to be based on the past. So if you are in a situation where you decide to go to a particular place and you have not yet had an experience that tells you that that is not the place to go, then your logical mind is going to tell you to continue going to that place. Whereas your intuition understands that if you go to that place, then you are going to be activating an unnecessary timeline. And so your intuition is here to save you time. It is here to help you ascend to your highest timeline. It is here to guide you to a place of optimal experience. Whereas the logical mind is simply based on linear learning, and linear thinking. And so when you use your intuition properly, you are able to activate and deactivate timelines. It is a very powerful way to do what you may know as time traveling, because you, at the end of the day, always have free will. And yes, you are always divinely guided, but in order for you to activate that divine guidance, you actually have to listen to it. And so if you get the intuitive impulse not to do something and you continue doing it anyways, there is not going to be anyone or anything that is going to stop you. You are simply going to activate a timeline that you didn't have to. You are simply going to have an experience that you didn't have to experience had you just listened to your intuition in the first place. And so the intuition is a time saver. It is a lifesaver. It saves us from experiencing things that we didn't have to. It saves us from having to learn lessons in very difficult ways. It saves us lots and lots and lots of time. And that is why it has become such an important part of me and my business and my life, is because I save so much time and effort by listening more to my intuition and using my logical mind when necessary. The logical mind is really great for applying knowledge. It is great for acquiring knowledge. So if you have a bad experience somewhere, then your logical mind is telling you, okay, what can we do differently next time to make sure we do not have this experience again? But if you haven't had a bad experience in this particular situation, then there is no knowledge and no wisdom there that is going to keep you from experiencing something that you didn't have to in the first place. Whereas your intuition is based on lots of different timelines and is going to help you be able to live your life from an optimal space. And so the way that you begin to trust your intuition is quite simple. All you really have to do is listen to yourself. All you really have to do is listen to your gut. You will find that the more you listen to your intuition, the stronger it becomes. It is really that simple. So when you have a gut feeling about something, and you have this feeling that you shouldn't go somewhere, or you shouldn't do something, or you shouldn't text that person, or you shouldn't call that guy, follow it. Follow through with it and see what happens. See what happens when you decide to listen. What you will find is that you will have avoided lots of different situations that you didn't have to experience had you listened to your intuition in the first place. So I always tell my clients to start small. Literally, when you're driving home from work, you get this intuitive impulse to take a different route than you normally do. Okay? Now listen to that. Listen to that intuitive impulse. Take that different route and see how it helps you. Maybe you take that different route and you stop at a gas station and end up running into somebody who's really important to you that you haven't seen in a long time. Or you just get home a few minutes early enough to be able to catch the beginning of your favorite show. Or you get home at the perfect time to be able to run into your partner who is out leaving the house and you get to give them a kiss and say goodbye. You know, and had you taken the other route, you may have got home a few minutes later and missed that person at the gas station, or missed the show that you wanted to watch, or missed saying goodbye to your partner as they were leaving for work. You know, it's those little things that are going to help you build trust in your intuition to where you're going to be able to eventually make bigger decisions using your intuition. Because the power of intuition is really incredible in that when your logical mind does not register something or does not feel that something is a good idea, a lot of the times your intuition will tell you what is right. So for example, I'm going to give you a really big example of how I used my intuition this year, because I spent a lot of time, many years, building up my intuitive power. Now, I was invited to go to Bali with a friend of mine in October, and logically it didn't make a whole lot of sense, because I was like, well, how am I going to find the money to do this? How am I going to find the time to do this? Da 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 da. Like, you know, my logical mind was like, okay, girl, you need to stay home. You need to not do this. Probably isn't a good idea, you know, based on my fears. It was based on my past experiences and my fears of making the wrong choice and my fears of leaving the country by myself and all of these things, right? And so the logical mind was trying to kind of kick in, and I was like, okay, I register that. I understand that. I understand the logical side of this decision. However, my intuition and every single intuitive impulse that I got was telling me, you need to go on this trip. There is something that is going to activate within you on this trip that is going to bring you to an extremely high timeline. And so I listened to that because I understand the power of my intuition, and I found that my intuition is always right. And so, what I simply did was I called on my guides and I said, "Hey, if I am supposed to take this trip to Bali, I want you to give me the resources to do so. That's it. I want you to give me the resources to do so." And so, I had client after client after client after client booking, 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 booking. My calendar was completely booked up, and within a couple of weeks, I had the money to go on this trip. And now that is a situation where my logical mind did try to step in, and I do register the usefulness of the logical mind, but in this situation, my intuition was telling me where I needed to go and what I needed to do. And to this day, that is probably one of the best decisions I have made this year. And so that is the potential that you have when it comes to making intuitive decisions. I would suggest starting small because it takes a lot of trust to be able to make decisions that big, especially when it comes to taking trips, when it comes to moving and traveling and all of those types of things. So, in order to build trust with your intuition, just start small. Start by making those small decisions. Maybe, you're going out with your friends and they want to go to one restaurant, but you have a feeling you shouldn't go to that restaurant. And maybe you don't listen to that and you go to that restaurant anyways, and you find that you ran into your ex-boyfriend and he ruined the night. Those are all situations where you can register and you can acknowledge how your intuition is useful. Because had you listened to your intuition in that situation, then you would have avoided that timeline altogether and probably ended up having a really good night with your friends. And so it is through those situations, it is through listening, and it is through being very observant and aware of yourself and your impulses that you are able to build that trust in your intuition. So every time you get a gut feeling, follow through with it and see what happens. Take extreme note of what happens. And in the situation that you decide not to follow through with your intuition, you still want to take note of what happens because what you will find is that something happens that you knew might happen and your intuition was trying to tell you would happen, but you didn't listen. And so that is also a way to build trust in your intuition because the beautiful thing about intuition is that it also never fails. That it is something that you can lean on, especially when you are having trouble making a really hard decision. Sometimes, when I am trying to make a choice about something and I don't know where to go, I simply call on my guides and call on my intuition to send me the answer by way of some sort of message, and it always seems to keep me afloat. And it is such a beautiful tool to learn how to harness in this life. Intuition is something that manifests differently in every person. We all have different ways of interpreting our own intuitive guidance. And so, the biggest practice and the most important practice that you have to take up in order to build your intuition up and build trust in it is meditation. You know that that is always what I come back to because it is truly the most powerful practice that you can implement into your life. And the reason why it is so important is because our intuitive impulses come through our energy field. Because our energy field is constantly communicating with the world around us and it also does not have a timeline. Our energy field holds so many different experiences from past to present to future, and it is kind of an imprint, a blueprint of us. And so when something does not resonate with our energy field, when something does not feel right to our energy field, it is registering in our energy field and then it sends a message to our body. And so the way that you can become aware of your own energy field and feel what it feels like when it is in balance and when it is in alignment and resonance is by meditating. Because when you meditate, you give yourself an opportunity to become aware of what is going on around you and become aware of what your energy field is trying to tell you and what kind of messages it is trying to send you. And so, the more you meditate, the more you are able to bring your energy field into balance and feel what that feels like. And so, when you have a situation where there is something that is not resonating or vibrating with your energy field, then you will know because you know what your energy field feels like dominantly. And so, when you know what that feels like, then you will always know when something is not in alignment with you and your path. So, I would highly suggest picking up a meditation practice. I would suggest doing 10 minutes a day. That is a great place to start, 10 to 15, 20, 25, however much you want to do. The longer, the better. But 10 minutes minimum is what I recommend. And I know that you can do it simply because we all spend more than 10 minutes a day on our phones, scrolling through Instagram aimlessly or Facebook or whatever it is that you use. And so that is an opportunity for you to be able to get in touch with yourself and to ask yourself where your intuitive impulses lie and where you feel them in your body. Another great practice to do during meditation is to simply ask your guides questions. Ask them to send you messages, and they will send you messages in very distinct ways but it will look different for every person. So me personally, when I ask for a message, I will literally hear the answer when I ask for it, or I will see a number that confirms it, or I will hear a song that tells me what I need to hear. And so you may have experiences like that, or you may find that your guides communicate with you in very different ways. And so my advice to you is, when you receive a sign, if you think it is a sign, then it is probably a sign. And you simply have to trust it. You have to know that you are divinely guided in so many different ways. And while it can be necessary to use your logical mind to make different choices, it is also very necessary to understand that your intuition is here for you as well, and that your intuition is all scoping, because it can see through so many different timelines, and it can see what you need to do to help yourself ascend to your highest timeline. So I think that's where I'm going to end this podcast. If this is something that you want to dive deeper into and you want to work with me one-on-one, then I am going to be offering coaching in January. And this is something that I would highly recommend you go ahead and do. You can register for my newsletter through my website, mamasolaris.com, and simply put your email into the pop-up form, and you will be the first to know when I launch my coaching program. Because through coaching, I am going to help you with whatever you need help with as far as your spiritual path goes. So whether that be learning how to discern your intuition from your logical mind, learning to connect with your guides, learning to connect with your spiritual team, source consciousness, learning to ascend and expand your consciousness, whatever it is that you want to learn about, you will have the opportunity to do so one-on-one, and we will work together and make sure you put yourself in a space of optimal creation. And so January 2020, I am going to be starting my coaching program. So if that's something you want to be the first to know about, you can sign up for my newsletter. And if you have any other questions, feel free to email me. You can find my email through the link in my bio. Thank you so much for being here, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day or night.